Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I was reading a lot of back and forth on social media, Twitter especially over the weekend, but it comes up everywhere. It's on Facebook too. There was a piece published in babycenter.co.uk. One of the things that comes without an instruction book, and it was the biggest fright of my life when my own two kids were born in the Aireneville Hospital all those years ago. They came into the world within 15 or 16 minutes of each other late one night, and I was looking for the instruction book. And then I realised there isn't one. But then I also realised very quickly, as did the missus, that you are surrounded by people who think they wrote their own instruction book. And with the best will in the world, will give you every kind of instruction known to man. And tell you this is really sound advice. And follow this advice and you won't go wrong. And some of it's to do with feeding, and some of it's to do with crying and picking them up and giving them a dummy and letting them sleep in your bed and letting them choose what they want to eat and feeding themselves and what they drink and how you get them to sleep and whether you should rock them. So there's no actual instruction book, but there's 101 different ones full of all sorts of information delivered to you with sort of this kind of, what I call it, compassion emoji, that they look at you as if to say you're the first person ever had a child in the world and you haven't a clue what you're doing. Here's the instruction book as I wrote it. Maya Dunphy chimed in on that one because part of it was about letting the child cry it out and letting the child cry themselves to sleep and recognising the difference between a distressed cry and just a cry. Because there is such a thing. We had it in stereo. I know, we twins. But Maya Dunphy came back out and said, no, don't, I've never let, and her baby's called Tom, I've never let Tom cry it out, and I never will, and I don't regret it, and stop that. Vanessa, how old is Oisín now? Morning.
Good morning. He is 8 months. He's just reached the 8 month mark.
Can you tell from his cries whether he's distressed or just, as they say in Irish, canav shawling?
Yeah. I mean, there's two different cries. There's that little cry before the imminent cry, you know, that they give you the little warning cry, and then they go into a full wail if their needs are not met or if you're not trying to meet their needs. So, there is that the preliminary little cry. And when up until, now, this is not scientifically proven yet, but up until about 3-4 months, there's different little preliminary cries depending on what's wrong with the child. This is the Dunstan baby language theory.
So it's not proven yet, but there is. You have to figure out which one it is.
Yeah. Yes. And there are those little differences in the little wail.
Yeah.
Before they actually get to the hysterical crying.
You wrote about this on Facebook. You enjoyed that article by Kelly. You've been surrounded with people with their own instruction. Did you go looking for the instruction book the minute you came into your arms and then find there wasn't one?
Right. So my situation is an interesting one because my little one was 5 weeks early.
Right.
My heart rate plummeted down to 38 and then his heart rate plummeted. And before I passed out, they had to do a C-section. The last thing I heard is, if we don't get him out soon, he's not going to make it. Which is not what any new parent wants to hear.
No.
So luckily for me, I was in hospital for a week after because my heart rate never recovered. It was still down in the 40s. So I had about 6 days before I was plunged into that world of brilliant parents who have amnesia about what it was really like to have a newborn. So I got that little chance to bond with my son before being, you know, you have to let them cry it out, or you're giving them a dummy, you know, you have to take that away someday. You're bottle feeding, because he was so early. I had to bottle feed because no breast milk came.
Yes.
Now, you know, I'm very secure in myself. I can explain that. I can rationalize that. But any other mother, especially one going through postnatal depression, that's a big trigger for someone. Asking them if they're breastfeeding, asking them very personal, intimate questions about raising their child. That can really break a new mum.
Yeah.
And so when I shared the article there on Facebook, it was literally because I am sick to death of hearing these things. My mum, I love her to bits. My sister, I love her to bits. But you can't spoil a child with time. You can't. That's not a thing. Giving them your time, if you've nothing else to give them, that's not going to ruin them. And that is one of the trigger words for me, was you're ruining him. You're ruining your child.
Mm.
It's such a triggering, loaded word. It's just horrible for any new mom.
So you don't believe that a child can be spoiled, do you, Vanessa? No?
You can spoil a child. A newborn hasn't got that concept yet. They haven't got the pathways in their brain to connect A and B yet. Mm-hmm. So like if you put a shock collar on a dog, they're not going to know why they're being shocked. They just know they're being shocked. The same thing if you scream at a newborn, they don't know why you're screaming. They don't know, because of this behavior, they're screaming at me because of this behavior. And as well, a newborn doesn't have the ability to manipulate. They don't have that concept yet. If they're crying, it's very direct. They have a reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that they're going to manipulate you by crying to get your attention, you know, they don't have that concept.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess in younger mothers nowadays, it's a harsh reality that a lot of them anyway will go back to work within 6 months. So
yes,
baby's got to be ready for mammy to leave. So stuff that might have taken until baby was 4 or 5 now has to be fast-tracked into 6 months. And maybe some of the advice, yes, comes from a kind place, Vanessa.
It all comes from a kind place. Don't get me wrong. It,
yeah,
all comes from wanting to help. But the issue is, the scientific data, if you look at the studies that have come out from America right through to Germany, a lot of the studies say you do not make a child feel more secure and more independent by abandoning them. And they, newborns especially, have such a close bond with their primary caregiver because they rely so heavily on us. They don't have the ability to look after themselves. They don't have the pathways in the brain, again, to be able to process this as, mommy's doing this for my own good, or daddy's not picking me up because I need to learn to be independent. They just know that there's something wrong and nobody is helping.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So it actually serves a sense of abandonment if you don't look after their needs. It's not helping them. And it's not going to, if you do help them, it's not going to create, because this is the thing, you're going to spoil them. It is not going to be to create behavioral issues down the road if you look after their needs. That's what you're there for.
And
regardless
is that,
of society, it's a biological thing.
And is that just your own instinct as a mom speaking, Vanessa? I know everyone puts in work and reads a book before baby arrives, and might read several books before baby arrives.
Oh, come here, you can read all the books in the world and it's still not going to prepare you.
So this is, this is coming from within yourself, is it?
No, not just myself. I believe in science, and I have looked at the data ranging back from 1986. They've been trying to destroy this myth or explore this myth that you can spoil a child by picking it up, by handling it, by answering its cries. They've been trying to do this since 1986, scientifically. And if you look at the scientific data, the last one, I think, came out of Germany and Belgium. It was a joint study. And they looked at tens of thousands of babies. And half of the babies, they let cry it out. And half of the babies were very over-attentive. What you would consider over-attentive. And what they found was there was no behavioral changes from, they looked at the 3-month mark, the 6-month mark, and the 18-month mark. Mm-hmm. And there was no difference in independence or security from the children who were, as we would say, mollycoddled. You know, there was no issue of being spoiled because of time that was given to them. And likewise, if you can't give that time, you also shouldn't be shamed. Because we live in that society, because we have to work.
Probably the best bit of advice we were ever given as new parents, and okay, it's 25 years ago now, is there is no right way, there is no wrong way, there's your way, and whatever works for the child.
And there's always a chance to fix it. There is always time with your baby, with your child, as they grow, to change the relationship or to develop the relationship. When you have a newborn, a lot of parents feel that instant connection, that absolute love. Not all parents feel that. They have to get to know their baby. That takes time. And that's not an easy thing. My sister herself had postnatal depression, and I stepped in to help her with her firstborn. For about 2 months. You know, it's not an easy thing being a parent. And there's no, as you said, there's no right way. There is no wrong way. There's no correct way.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big thing. People want to say there's a correct way of doing things. When it comes to a human being, we are always learning, we are always developing, and we are always changing. That's the one thing that's absolutely certain.
Come back to that which you said a while ago, Vanessa, where you said you respect science and research, and we all do. Science and research will point in a particular way, won't it?
It will. And one thing about science is they're always trying to prove themselves wrong. So if they do get it wrong, they're the first ones to tell you, you know.
That's
and
right.
New studies are coming out all the time. Like you said, when I was born in 1988, and the overwhelming feeling was let them cry it out. Leave them in the crib. Don't sleep in the same bed because of SIDS. And SIDS was a huge thing. And SIDS is a big thing that we need to look out for.
Yeah.
But the idea of co-sleeping was absolutely terrifying to my mum, because she was told that if you sleep in the same bed as your child, you're going to kill it.
Well, you could roll over on top of the child, we were always told. So don't do that.
Yeah. Which is not exactly true, giving the scientific evidence.
Yeah.
That yes, SIDS is an issue, but there are things that you can do, like the Next to Me sleepers are absolutely wonderful contraptions.
Then,
I use one.
Then you'll get pediatricians coming out against all sorts of different contraptions and giving medical reasons why they're not right or not safe. But I guess there's no right way and wrong way, as you're saying here. Just before I let you go, Vanessa, I think she's a great mother, says this call, but I do think a baby learns how to be in charge very fast. I'm not sure about this neural wiring thing at all. I think that's a case of within the matter of a few months, your baby knows how to get what it wants from you. Would you agree?
Yeah, but it's an expectation that you build up with the child. And as they grow, when a child reaches about 18 months, and this is what the research shows, when they reach 18 months, that's when they start piecing things together and testing the boundaries to see what they can actually do. And they're looking to you, they're asking you, what is my boundary? What can I do, what can't I do at 18 months?
And it's your job to provide the answer.
So that's when you really need to put in the legwork of what is the boundaries.
All right. Vanessa, great as always. By the way, enjoy Glasgow. I know you've moved.
Yeah,
there.
I'm really happy. I'm with my partner and yeah, we're good. We're good.
Good. Lovely place. Beautiful, beautiful city. And may you have long and happy years there. Vanessa, thank you. And our best to baby Oisin. Turn to the goods and bads and do's and don'ts of parenting a small baby. Chatting to Vanessa there before news about her experience with 8-month-old Oisin. How old are James and Tom now, Vic?
Hello?
Yeah, go on.
Tom is 4 and James is 8, just 8.
When they were tiny.
Yeah.
Were you a very attentive mom, or did you ever chance leaving them cry it out? What did you think?
It's really hard to leave them cry it out, but they do say that there is some advantage to helping them learn how to self-soothe, and that's kind of what it is, really.
Right, were you surrounded by people giving you contradictory information?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, always. People will give you 10 different pieces of advice, and it's all down to personal experience, really, and whatever works for each individual, I think, you know? Yeah.
No right way, no wrong way, your way.
I think you just have to feel your way through it, and if something tells you to go and see to your child, go and see to your child.
Yeah. And were they different in the way they responded that way?
They're very different people, children, all the rest of it, and they were very different babies. James, my eldest, was very kind of self-sufficient, very independent, and didn't always need to have somebody around. Tom, my youngest fella, the complete opposite. He's a total mummy's boy. And he wants to be, even as a baby, even when he was first born, he wanted to be held. He wanted to be close to me. He didn't want to be put in a cot on the side of the bed. He didn't want any of that. He just, and even to this day, still at 4 years old, he just loves to feel that there's another human being somewhere near him, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. The contrast between the two. Vic, thanks.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.